Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope that you're ready to get spooktified tonight. If you have a scary story you would like to submit, email it to me at zackbabytv@gmail.com. Scoot that lawn chair just a little bit closer to that fire. Be sure to check the links in the description box below. I have some really awesome merchandise that's online right now. Pick yours up. DM or email me a selfie for some online social promotions. Now, let's get spooky. If you've seen any of the things I'm about to describe in your dreams, or even if they seem familiar, like you remember the hazy images floating out of the days of your sleep, run away. And don't look back. It has already found you. It's seen the inside of your mind, and it's not just you that's in danger. It's everyone around you. If you live with someone, if you care about them at all, trust me, run, for their sake and for yours. It's the only choice you've got. It was 2 nights ago that I saw them in my dream. More of a nightmare, really. It started the way most dreams do. With the confusing fog of unreality, not knowing where you came from or how you ended up in that particular situation. I was in the woods at night. It was raining. I was hiding from someone or something and tucked into a hollow of a tree. I was breathing heavily, like I had just been running. Then, there was the sound of footsteps. The measured step and crunch of shoes on the leaves and twigs, as though they were trying to make as little noise as possible. They were close, too close for comfort. I tried to still my breathing, but the fear was nauseating. My head felt cloudy, and there was a tickle at the nape of my neck. A little voice whispered in my ear.
"Over here," it said. "I'm over here, over here. Over here."
It was like one of those thoughts that you get when you are contradictory to the situation at hand. Like when you're standing at the edge of a cliff and you feel the urge to jump. I told the voice to shut up. It didn't work. It was screaming.
"Hey, hey, I'm over here. In the hollow of the tree. Come get me."
The footsteps paused. All I could hear was the sound of the rain pattering on the forest floor. I covered my mouth with my hand. I knew the voice was in my head. I knew that I hadn't made a sound, but still, I felt like they had heard me. They had paused, and I imagined them cocking their heads to listen to the sound of my mind giving me away. Footsteps again. Louder, faster, feet pounding the ground and coming right for me. I couldn't hide any longer. I crawled out of the hollow and tore through the woods. I could hear them behind me, gaining on me, but then they stopped. They almost had me, and they stopped. They let me go. I kept running, obviously. I wasn't going to ask them what their deal was. I changed directions and ran to the left for a while, then straight again, then left, then straight. Eventually, I had to slow down and catch my breath. It had been several minutes since I heard them stop chasing me. I leaned against a tree and slumped over, exhausted and defeated. What have I done? Why were they after me? There was a sound up ahead. I ducked behind a tree and peered around the trunk. There was a figure in the trees a few yards away. It was a thin, pale figure, but smaller than me. It was a woman. She was standing still and facing away from me. Her wet, dark hair was draped down her back. My body was screaming at me to get away from her. Something was not right about this. What was she doing way out here? Was she with the people who were chasing me? Or was she running from them as well? I didn't know, and I didn't want to find out. But sometimes in dreams, you don't have a choice. I stepped out from behind the tree. My vision narrowed. The trees bent and warped around the figure. I slowly made my way towards her.
"Hey,"
I whispered.
Hey, are you okay?
She was whispering something, but it was too soft for me to hear.
I got closer.
Hey, are you okay? I got even closer, and I could almost reach out and touch her.
I could hear her. She was whispering one phrase over and over.
Are you okay? 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 Are you okay?
Ah, crap. There was a blur of movement. Something came at me from the side, knocking me over. I screamed, hands wrapped around my throat, turning my scream into a gargled choke and slamming my head repeatedly into the ground. I struggled against the weight of the body on top of me, but I couldn't shake them. They were laughing and yelling something.
Are you okay?
They yelled.
Babe, are you okay? It's just a dream, babe. Wake up. It's just a dream. Something flashed out of the darkness and blurred itself in my throat. Babe, are you okay? It's just a dream. Wake up. It's just a dream.
I woke up. My girlfriend, Sophie, was shaking me.
Are you okay? She asked, concern etched into her face.
A chill went down my spine when she asked me that, but I knew it must have been her voice that I had heard. My unconscious mind responded to the external stimuli and incorporated it into the dream. I breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Holy crap, I groaned. It was just a bad dream. A really bad one.
She frowned.
What happened? Tell me about it.
We always share our dreams with each other, when we could remember them, particularly the nightmares. I loved stuff like that. It was such an ancient sort of ritual. Everyone's dreams, everyone has nightmares. This time, I almost didn't want to tell her, because talking about it made it seem more real, but I swallowed my fear and told her anyways.
Holy crap, she said. That's really scary. God, that gave me chills. And you heard my voice?
Yeah, but it was weird. I heard your voice, but it wasn't you saying it. It was like they were using your voice to trick me.
That's really freaky.
Damn, babe. What's going on in there? She tapped her finger lightly against my temple. I smiled. Man, that puts me in the mood, she continued. I knew what she would ask before she did. Would you want to catch a scary movie later? Maybe one that's not so scary, but just fun and can be, and we could laugh about it and feel better.
I thought about it and decided, why not? Maybe a cheesy horror movie would make my dreams seem less real and more silly.
Besides, no scary dream was going to deter me from watching a shitty horror movie with my girl. That was our thing.
Heck yeah, I said. That would be great, actually. I don't think anything could be scarier than that dream.
She laughed. No kidding. I haven't had a dream like that in a long time. We got out of bed and made breakfast, chatting and joking about other things. It was a gloomy and rainy day. Pretty soon, the dream was far from my mind, and normal routine of the day took over. It was the weekend, and neither of us had the work. I did have a video meeting and a report to write, but it was just busy work. Nothing crazy. Sophie went out in the afternoon while I was having my meeting to get some groceries and to pick up a movie. On workdays, we would usually wind up watching something on Netflix, playing a board game, or taking turns reading a book out loud to each other. On the weekends, if we had time, we had a tradition of renting a movie from the family video in town. It was a small town, small enough to still have a family video in business. The nostalgia of that place, browsing movies, buying some candy snacks, it brought us back, so we tried to do our part to keep them in business. We also lived out in the boonies, and our internet crashed sometimes, so it was a twofold solution. Anyways, she got back, and I asked her what movie she rented. She grinned and said it was a surprise, so I knew it had to be good. Bad acting, plenty of camp, plenty of cheese, my kind of flick. The day passed. The sun went down. We cooked dinner, chatted, and joked. Everything was normal. I hadn't even thought about my dream, but it was just there in the dark corners of my mind, waiting. After dinner, we started the movie and curled up under our fuzzy green blanket. I almost kept a light on. That nagging urge was whispering in my ear, but I ignored it and shut the light off. The movie started. The title crawled across the screen. Cannibal Girlfriend. We got a kick out of that. It was a fuzzy, grainy, saturated 90s B-horror movie. The girlfriend getting cursed by some evil guy. The curse makes her sick and bedridden, and apparently makes her want to get naked all the time because of her fever. Her boyfriend takes care of her and tries to figure out what's wrong. Meanwhile, every night in her sleep she goes out, breaking into people's homes and eats them. If it was well executed, the premise would almost make for a good horror movie, but the cheesy dialogue, nudity, gallons of fake blood, and shitty practical effects made it a B-movie class. The boyfriend came home late one night and found his girlfriend eating his parents in their bedroom. The evil guy was in there. I guess he derives some sort of power from all the people the girlfriend eats. The boyfriend screamed, didn't try to fight them or help his parents, but just ran out of the house and into the woods. The girlfriend chased him, grinning and growling the whole time. We almost choked from laughing so hard. This was when things started to get weird. The boyfriend was hiding from the girl in the hollow of a tree. The evil guy was somewhere in the woods stalking them as well. The boyfriend could hear footsteps approaching. Was it the girl? Was it the evil guy? The footsteps were getting closer, crunching the leaves. I was feeling nausea. Something within me was bubbling up, like the dark waters of a well rising to the surface, spilling over the sides. Sophie grabbed my arms, making me jump. Her fingers were digging into my arm. Her grip was tight, frantic. I thought she was actually getting scared from the movie, which I must admit, had started to scare me because of the strange resemblances to my dream. But then she whispered,
"Babe. Babe. Babe."
I looked over at her. Her eyes were wide and staring, not at the screen, but out the window to our left.
"I just saw something. I swear I just saw something outside the window," she whispered. "I think it was a man."
Well, shoot. I really didn't want to go out there and check, but I knew that I had to. I turned on the lamp next to the couch and flipped the porch light on. "Okay, I'll go check it out. But get your phone ready to call the police, especially if you hear me screaming."
"Don't joke about that," she frowned,
but she got her phone all the same.
"Here I go."
I tried to give her an easy smile, but it probably looked more like I was baring my teeth. I stepped out of the door and used my flashlight on my phone. I walked around to the front porch by the window where she thought she saw the man. I casted my light around in all directions, but I didn't see anyone or any signs that someone had been there. The only sound I heard was the rain drumming on the roof of the porch. I stepped off the porch and walked around the perimeter, just to be safe. Still no signs. She had probably imagined it. I had told her my scary dream. We were watching a scary movie. Silly as it was enough to make anyone a little nervous and maybe see something that wasn't there. That's what I told myself anyways. I looped back around to the front. The porch light was off, and the only light inside was from the TV screen. That concerned me. I hurried inside. Sophie was not in the living room.
"Sophie?" I called. "Where are you?"
I looked around the room. Her phone was on the couch, but she was nowhere to be seen.
"Babe, are you okay?"
I called again. Something caught my eye on the TV. The camera was zooming in on a figure. A thin, pale figure in wet, matted dark hair draped down the bony spine of her back. This was not the actress from the film. This was the figure from my dream. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move for fear that it would turn around and see me. I could hear it whispering through the TV. I didn't need to hear to know what it was saying. My breathing was getting heavy, my heart beating in my chest. It was so loud, it would give me away. And there was the voice in my head shouting,
"Here. Here. Turn around. I'm right here."
The frame zoomed in tighter. She started to turn. Slowly, so slowly, she turned to face the camera. Her face was all wrong. I almost fainted. It looked like Sophie, but her face was mangled. Her eyes were calloused and scarred. The lids melted over. Her mouth was a dark slash, dripping, gaping hole. And then she screamed. A dark forest and a pale body. A woman, raw, naked, dark slash, long matted hair, a dripping mouth and no eyes. She's screaming from the ugly hole, and though she can't see, she's holding her hands up in defense, and head turned low and away and screaming into the dirt. And there is a shadow coming closer, a man with a knife, and he's killing her, stabbing her over and over. He says to her,
you're lucky, it's all okay. It's just a dream. Now go to sleep. It's all a dream.
Stops. Man goes away. Woman is lying there in ribbons. She stirs, picks herself up, turns towards me, head down, coming closer. Pieces of her hanging off, head down, coming closer.
Babe?
It was Sophie. I heard her voice call out from the dark of the hallway. The screen was frozen. The woman was nearly to the edge of the screen. Sophie's voice shook me out of the trance.
Babe,
she called again.
I'm back here. I'm back here, babe.
I took a few tentative steps towards the hall that led to our bedroom. It was so dark in there, I could not see a thing.
Sophie? What happened? What's going on? Where did you go?
I edged towards the hall. Something wasn't right.
I'm back here, babe,
she repeated.
God, I didn't want to go back there. But if she was in trouble, I had to help her. I loved her. I don't know what to do. Every sense, every muscle in my body was telling me to run, but I didn't have a choice.
I flipped the light on, but nothing happened. I used the light on my phone and I slowly walked towards the bedroom door. The door was open, and the darkness somehow seemed even thicker in there, like the light of my phone had trouble cutting through it. I got to the edge of the door and I shined my light in. She was standing on the bed, and her back facing me.
Sophie?
I croaked.
Babe, are you okay?
Are you okay, babe? Are you okay? It's just a dream, babe. Go to sleep. It's just a dream.
Are you okay? Babe, are you okay? It's just a dream. Babe, go to sleep. It's just a dream. Are you okay? Babe, are you okay? It's just a dream, babe. It's just a dream. It's just a dream.
Something exploded out of the closet next to the bed and slammed into me, flinging me down the hall. I rolled a couple of times and scrambled to my feet just as I heard something thunk into the wooden floor on the spot where I had been. I flew out the front door and sprinted into the woods. I kept running and running as far as I could until I slipped on a root and fell and crawled into the hollow under the eave of an old oak tree. The moss was slippery and wet. All I could smell was the rotten tree and decaying leaves. I checked my phone and tried to call the police, my friends, my parents, anyone. All I could get on the line was static. I started to write an email to my friend, but I imagined what it would look like from their perspective. Getting an email about an emergency, they would think that I've gone insane. But by the time they took it seriously, there would be no hope, and nothing left of me to save. So now I'm here. Writing this to you as a warning and a plea for help. This might be the last chance, my last hope for someone to believe me. If I can post this story, if you could read this or hear this, then it's real. It's all been real. I don't want it to be real. I want it desperately to be a dream, but it's not. I know it's not. Whatever this is, it's real and it's coming to get me. It started in a dream, and now it has invaded my reality, clawed its way through that world to this one. It's out there, stalking me, waiting, biding its time, hiding in the shadows of the wood. It's an owl, watching its prey, waiting for me to expose myself. It knows I can't stay here forever. Sooner or later, it will flush me out, and I'll run right into its grasp. Its talons will clamp down and drive me to the ground, and it will tear open my throat, and that'll be it. Don't take your dreams lightly. They might come back to haunt you. I have a missed call from Sophie. She left me a voicemail. It's her voice, but it's not her. She whispers the same thing over and over.
Are you okay? 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 Are you okay?